Where were you when you heard about the disaster?
And that was, remind me, that was in
1966.
I was working at the time for the County Council in Wrexham as an administrative officer in their architects department. And perhaps I should reflect back on, you know, how we came to here. We, you know, it was on the news, it was in the papers, the word of mouth, and all the tragic happenings. And of course, for this community, which was a mining community, perhaps it didn't have the proximity to property as some of the pits in the South Wales coalfield had, where communities built up very closely around them. So there was a feeling around here of not just sympathy but empathy as well. And whenever children are involved, you know, it does really pull, and the tragedy that emerged. And it's like I said earlier, you know, about this recent mining problem they had in Chile. They almost opened up a village type community there. The media were there, with travel being what it is, you can get halfway around the world in half a day by air, and everybody became aware of everything. In the 60s, the media just wasn't there, but whatever did get out, whatever came out of this tragedy, was more than enough for people to realise what had happened. We've had our tragedies around here. 1934, Gresford Colliery had a massive explosion and over 200 people died there. And mines have taken their tolls over the years with injury, tragedy and medical problems. Coal mining for Wales has been a great employer, but this tragedy and how it happened, when it happened, where it happened, and to affect all those children was one of the greatest tragedies, I think, apart from the world wars, because war is always a tragedy when it happens, of the 20th century.
Do you remember what you saw on television?
The lasting memory of the little bit I saw on television was of the people who just went there, picked up a shovel, did what they could just to get to the hard fighting, working hard to get to see if those children had survived. I think that's the lasting memory I have of it. The other memory I have of it is seeing that graveyard, which will be the lasting memory of this tragedy for many decades, years, hundreds of years to come, centuries to come. Very sad.
All the coverage brought Aberfan and Wales to the world's attention.
Yeah, but for the wrong reason, but for the right timing, because people needed to know what the community of Aberfan were going through in terms of the tragedy that happened there.
Do you think it did convey the feeling in Aberfan, the coverage?
I think it did. I think anybody watching it, anybody reading it, the pathos of what families, far wider than the village town of Aberfan, would feel. And as parents, we all feel it. We would all feel it of your child going to school one morning in the comfort and safety, so we expect, of a school with teachers, and we find that teachers and children have been killed in such a tragedy. Whether it could have been avoided, I don't know. The various inquiries that have taken place, the weather conditions at the time, which I'm sure played a massive part, but, you know, coal bank slurry would flow as fast as any river if the right situation happened, and it did happen there, sadly, on that very fateful day. Mm.